all curious about how technology is changing the way we live and work. But can choosing the right technology empower us to run better businesses too? With this in mind, HP has teamed up with Monocle 24 to create Steps to Success, where we meet 10 inspiring entrepreneurs, each offering life lessons about running a budding business. Today, we meet lighting designer Beck Britton. She explains to Charles McFarlane how technology forms a vital and enduring foundation for the success of her business.
I started the studio in 2011. I decided to finally start my own studio because time after time I got frustrated with jobs and I realized that the problem was me, not the jobs, because I had some pretty sweet gigs. So it was a combination of, you know, I have a philosophy background and architecture background. I've worked in high-end door hardware, and my last job was working for Lindsay Adelman doing lighting in a very similar business model to mine. So I suppose that was the last inspiration I needed to have the courage to give it a go on my own. So I left in 2011, just bit by bit grew the studio, and we're here now. This space we moved into February of 2016 and took on more space like December of 2016, and then the renovation, combining them to the new showroom, was complete in late March.
So it's still important to you to have your studio. What's the importance of having a space like this to come into and work from?
Well, what's important to me about having both the showroom area and the studio together is that I think that speaks to the type of business that I want. You know, to me, the alternative is you have your sales staff one place and you have the assembly people other places. I'd have to make the decision of where would I go every day? And to me, it's really important that my salespeople see what it takes to make a fixture, and so they know it intimately. And it's important for me that my assembly people see how hard the salespeople work to make this business happen. And just everyone is together. I think it's a small enough company that we can be. I think it's nice not to put people into different strata. And I also think it just builds a nicer culture of everyone respects the other's contribution.
So what's being done in the studio, say, like on any given day? Who's here and what kind of work is happening?
Well, when it's not summer vacation and we're, you know, half staff, I have a COO who sort of runs the shop side of things. We have salesperson, production manager, and assembly people. So on any given day, we have the salespeople trying to, you know, tend to clients and what they need and make sales. But we also have people wiring lights and assembling them. The entire business happens here.
What kind of work is happening here every day on a daily basis?
Everything happens in this space, from my design work to my sales staff tending to clients and making sales to assembling and wiring the fixtures. We do everything under one roof. Again, it's just important to me that it's a small enough company that we can keep an eye on everything, but also I think it helps for all of us to understand what the others are doing and what goes into each part of making the machine work.
And how has that work changed since you started in 2011?
Well, in 2011, I was a one-woman show, so I suppose it still happened all under one roof, but it was all in my brain. So just what has happened is being able to expand a bit, you know, our production work, such as the Shy Light, which was the first fixture I made, that's really hit a groove where it's pretty efficient and it's a nice process, and it gives me time to think about new things more. And I have support to do the other elements. And so I guess that's what's changed, is I have support and I can concentrate more on the creative side.
And how much do you rely on technology here in the studio?
I think, like everyone, it's part of our eat, sleep, and breathe. You know, we couldn't function. We get really pissed off when the internet goes down, you know? But in terms of design, of course, sketching is the first thing, but we bring things into 3D almost immediately just to see how things are going to look. And on a more basic level, we have, in terms of planning, in terms of scheduling, and just communication, everything is technology-based.
That was Beck Britton explaining to Charles McFarlane how her lighting design business has grown and continued to shine in the face of new challenges. Steps to Success was created by Monocle 24 in collaboration with HP.